How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to become the most positive, happy, and fulfilled version of yourself that you can be. If you are struggling, if you don't see the point, or you just can't seem to find motivation to live the life that you know that you can, this is going to be the episode for you, because we're going to talk about a perspective that will give you the power to create and enjoy whatever it is that you desire. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you, and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. Well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you, and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So this is going to be a deeper than normal podcast episode, because this is something that I think is going to give you a perspective, a power to take back control of whatever it is that you're struggling with. But before we get started, we're going to have a quick word from today's sponsor. This episode of the Positive Mindset Podcast is brought to you by Athletic Greens, and we're specifically going to talk about AG1. Just one daily serving covers my day's nutritional basis and supports my long-term gut health with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients. It has become a morning ritual. It's the morning routine. We're getting the kids ready for school, and I get my drink ready. It's the reward. I know that once their lunches are packed, they're dressed, everyone's ready to go, I have my AG1 shake, and it sets my mood off in the right direction because I'm doing something positive for me. So if you are looking for a simpler and cost-effective supplement routine, Athletic Greens is giving listeners of the Positive Mindset Podcast a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/mindset. That's athleticgreens.com/MINDSET. Go ahead and check it out, or click the link in the description. So when you're struggling, when you're feeling down and you just don't feel like you have control, like you're just in the depth of negativity, of pain or trauma, how do you shift? Like, how do you become a positive person? And I was thinking about this because when you look around, I'm going to use fitness for example, there are those people that seem like they can eat whatever they want, they don't have to exercise, but for some reason, they're in the best shape. They look fit, they look like they exercise all the time, and it looks like they eat the perfect meals. And then there's other people that exercise, that focus on eating well, and it's so much more difficult for them to be in shape. So there are differences in our vessels that we're in. I want to separate from that, but I just wanted to put that out there first to know that everybody is unique and there is no better, because this is all an experience. Think about this. You are a car enthusiast. You like driving. You like experiencing the road. Is there only one car that you would drive, or would you try different cars? Would each car have a different experience? Would each car give you a different feel of the track that you're on? And I say this because This life is an experience that we're having in itself. The car that you're in is the experience that you're in now. If it seems like negativity and depression comes naturally to you, it doesn't make you a bad person. It just means you're having a specific experience where you are going to overcome those things. If you are someone that it's easy, you stay positive all the time, or you're always in shape, or you're always lucky, or you're always this, those are just specifications of the vehicle that you're in. Now imagine this. Imagine that you are this powerful energy that wants to grow, wants to find love, wants to level up that high frequency. When you come here for this experience, you have to experience love in all ways. So you have to go through different types of negative energy, different types of hurt, different types of pain to truly understand love every way that it's possible. So if that's the case, you don't have to have judgment for your current state. It's just where you are. And if that's the case, that means your energy, your spirit, your soul, your frequency is separate from that. It is here having an experience, trying to get to a different level of energy, trying to get to that high love frequency. So this is all happening while you're going to work, while you're being a parent, while you're being a spouse, while you're going to school, like as you're living your life, that's what we're going through. But behind it all, it's raising your frequency. Because if you have all the money, if you have all the success, but your frequency is off, you are not going to be able to enjoy it. You're going to feel that pain. You're going to feel that hurt. You're going to feel that negativity. And vice versa, you could have none of the material things, but have perfect peace, perfect fulfillment for life, because you found that high frequency. So if you want to shift it, there's certain things that are truths in this experience. What you consume is going to create a certain frequency, whether that's consuming it through hearing it, through eating it, through being around it, whatever you're around consuming is going to create a certain frequency. So if you know that, you can start controlling what you're consuming. Then this body of yours is also experiencing. So where are you putting this body? What are you putting it through? What are you having it do day in and day out? And what frequency does that align in? And then the third is expansion. What are you putting out? If you think about this vessel, this body that you're in, it's receiving, but the energy does not stop. Energy is always flowing through. So the energy you're putting out is going to be similar to the energy that you're taking in. There's conscious energy that we're taking in, meaning when you practice gratitude, when you see something positive, when you eat something healthy, when you go to the gym, like you're purposely thinking those things, when you say something nice to somebody, that's conscious energy attraction, paying attention to what we want. But there's also unconscious energy. There's the people that are negative and don't even realize it. There's the people that say the negative things and don't even realize that's what they're doing. So there's the conscious and unconscious energies that we have to be aware of. So what is coming out? If you notice something coming out of you that isn't resonating with the frequency that you're trying to be, then you have to be aware that either consciously or subconsciously, you're bringing that energy within you. So if we change our focus from trying to be a world famous rock star, trying to be an athlete, trying to be a doctor, if we change our focus to controlling those frequencies, trying to just be the highest form of ourselves with the vehicle that we're in, meaning if you have certain ailments, if you're sick, if you go through these certain things, whatever your body, your vessel is, knowing that, okay, this is the test this time. The things that I'm good at and the things that I struggle with are to give me a specific experience so that I can find love with these limitations and with these abilities. And when you start doing that, you're going to start feeling truly where you're at. And you're going to stop feeling externally what's going on around you. The negative boss, the negative world that's happening, whatever it is, you're going to stop being sucked into that energy because now you're focused on your own. And that's when you start building the inner peace. And as you start changing that focus to world-based and change it to energetic-based, you can then move forward in your experience. When you're able to see the world from a positive energy source, you will find your path. You will find where you're supposed to be. You will find your fulfillment. And maybe it is becoming a doctor. Maybe it is becoming a teacher. Maybe it is becoming an actor, a CEO, whatever it is. But you will go to it in a positive way. Your energy will start attracting where it needs to go. Your energy that you're giving will start taking you where it needs to be given. And you won't have doubt. You won't have lack of motivation because you'll be in flow state. You'll be taking in the pure love frequency that you desire. Your actions will resonate with it, whether it's your thoughts, like running the correct thoughts through your mind, your daily habits, what you're physically doing each day, and then your output are all going to be in alignment with high frequency. And that's when you get that inner peace. That's when you can't be stopped. It's not about the physical achievements. Those are great. Again, I've said this before. I want you to be ultra successful. I want you to be the billionaire. I want you to be the millionaire, the influential influencer. Because when you are and you found inner peace first, imagine the good that you'll spread. The people that are chasing that stuff, and I don't know their hearts, but the people that are chasing that stuff, but they're in a bad spot, where having more of that is the only thing that fulfills them, they're not going to do good for the world. At least that's not going to be their number one motive. They might use that motive to inspire other people to invest in them, to give them more power. But in reality, I want somebody that's healed. I want somebody that is so connected with forgiveness and love that that's all they can do is forgive and love and then create more of that. You will always be a creator. It doesn't matter what you're focusing on. You will always create. So let's change that focus and start looking inward. Be honest with yourself. What are you consuming from the moment you wake up to the moment you go down at night? What are people saying to you? What books are you reading? What music are you listening to? What TV shows are you watching? What food are you eating? None of them are bad or good, but do they align with the frequency that you desire? Your daily actions. How are you treating things physically? How do you treat your home? How do you treat your body? How do you treat the world around you? Is it in alignment with the frequency that you desire? And then your output. What are you saying? What are you writing? What are you singing? What are you putting out into the world? And does it align with the frequency that you desire? When you start focusing on those three things, you start doing them repetitively, you're telling the universe the energy that you want to reside in. And I believe we have multiple experiences of this. And each time the vehicle may be different so that you can truly understand it. When you accomplish love in one point of view, that's great. You understand it from one point of view. But next, we need to go to another point of view so we can understand it again. And the harder your life is, probably the more powerful the growth is that you were looking for. One of my favorite things that just came to me, and I've said it over and over, and I think it's because it just means so much to me, is that angels would not come here for an easy life. And again, I don't say that because I think we're angels. I'm just saying an angel is something we imagine as powerful, as loving, as this pure energy, like close to God. If they wouldn't come here for an easy life, why is that something that we think if we're not having, it's wrong? If you're struggling, if your life's a mess, why should it be any different? If you truly woke up and realized the power that you have, you wouldn't be so concerned about being in a tough situation because you'd realize, oh, this is for me. I'm going to find the love. It's not the outcome, the physical outcome that I'm going to label myself with, that I'm going to validate myself with. It's the internal state. The internal state is the prize. So understand, everything is happening for you. When you shift that perspective and you start focusing on those three things, you will be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and got you thinking about your situation and hopefully gave you a positive perspective on what it is that you're going through. I know some of you are going through some tremendously difficult stuff, but I'm so glad that you are looking for alternative ways of processing, alternative states of being, so you can be the light where it's needed. If you're in a tough situation, I promise you light is needed, and who better to bring it than you? If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link down below. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. I appreciate all the follows there. And then, of course, there's the Positive Mindset Facebook community. That is where a lot of these topics have been coming from lately. It's been really great starting to connect with people. So thank you, everyone that has joined that so far. And if you're looking for a way to support the channel and you want something positive to bring within you and you need some positive nutrition in your life, think about checking Athletic Greens. They are a sponsor of this episode and they've been kind enough to sponsor the show. I've been using their product every day and they are offering a lot of good incentives to get started. There's a link down below for that. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day and I can't wait to talk to you next time.